In the late 1800s, it was called Sodom by the Sea. At its peak, in the first decades of the 20th century, Coney Island's millions of lights and hundreds of attractions made it one of the unnatural wonders of the world. In the years since, Coney Island has had as many ups and downs as its famous roller coasters, fires, population shifts, rising taxes, and after World War II, crime, led to a long, slow decline in the amusement park and its surrounding Brooklyn neighborhood. But Coney Island keeps hanging in there, and as Annie Cheney reports, it's trying hard to find its way back to the top.
Stan Fox is walking me along the main street in Coney Island where he once ran a successful penny arcade with his brother. As we stroll along the treeless street under the hot sun, he points out the sites of what were, at one time, thriving businesses in the area.
This was Malone's restaurant. There was a frozen custard stand, a balloon game, the H&H Bar and Grill, and behind it was Nelson's
Fox
Corner.
Fox talks about them as if they're still around, but all we're looking at is a dusty, vacant lot overgrown with crabgrass and weeds. Not far away is a sagging shack that once housed Fox's penny arcade. It's been boarded up for years now, but Fox can still see the bright lights and the crowds, and he's eager to show everyone he meets the faded black and white photograph that he carries everywhere.
That's that building in 1939 with the Thunderbolt roller coaster behind it. Silver's Penny Arcade. Free admission, ladies invited. All the machines were a penny. Got another shot.
In the 40s, when Fox was young, bathhouses lined the beach in Coney Island and musicians played along the boardwalk. The amusement parks were packed with children waiting to take a spin on the Cyclone roller coaster and the Wonder Wheel. 66-year-old Al O'Hagan used to ride down to Coney Island on his bicycle with his girlfriend perched on the handlebars. He remembers coming to this beach when it was so crowded he had to carry a special flag so his mother could find him.
You couldn't find a place to put your blanket down on the beach. It was standing room only. You just went into the water and you stood around and you talked. It was that crowded.
Even New York's infamously unsentimental mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, gets nostalgic when he remembers coming to Coney Island as a kid.
I have beautiful memories of going to Coney Island. But what I remember most about Coney Island is my grandmother taking me and all of her grandchildren, riding the steeplechase ride around Steeplechase Park, when it was crowded with thousands and thousands of people on a hot July or August day.
By the late 1960s, though, those crowds had diminished and Coney Island began to slide slowly downhill. Some people say the decline started in 1964, when one of the neighborhood's most popular amusement areas, Steeplechase Park, closed down. After that, Coney Island battled rising crime, and by the 1970s, when Giuliani passed through the area again, gangs roamed the boardwalk, and the beach was all but deserted.
I would go there to go to Nathan's and get a hot dog if I were passing by. Occasionally, I'd even go on the rides, even during the more dilapidated days. And I'd always have this really terrible feeling.
People would get mugged or you'd get robbed, and the place didn't look that clean. That's all changing now. We're going to see the beginning of a new era in Coney Island. We're going to go right back to the old days when Coney Island was the mecca of any amusement park in the world.
O'Hagan's sunny outlook is shared by many locals in Coney Island these days. They say efforts by the Giuliani administration to revitalize the neighborhood are bringing the crowds back to the boardwalk. Last spring, the city finished construction on a $39 million minor league baseball stadium where Steeplechase Park used to be. The stadium opened in June, and so far, the Brooklyn Cyclones have played every home game to a full house.
I haven't been to Coney Island in about 20 years. So we're going to eat on the boardwalk, go check out a couple rides with my son here, and go to see the game.
Nikki Kraft grew up in Brooklyn. He and his son are on their way to Astroland Amusement Park, which is home to the Cyclone roller coaster. Strolling along Surf Avenue, they pass vendors selling ice-cold clams and the old carousel, which is still twirling around after 80 years. 60-year-old Anthony Marinaccio has been selling tickets for the Cyclone for over 20 years.
I saw Coney Island at its best. I saw Coney Island at its worst. I definitely think it's going to come back bigger than better than what it was.
For years, Marinaccio says, most of the seats on the rickety 1925 roller coaster spun around empty. But since the stadium opened, business has picked up. Sometimes there's even a line. Rocky Pinto runs a hot dog stand nearby. Lately, he says he's seen more families in Coney Island.
I've seen the change in the crowd, the change in the people, and the business.
You making more money?
Well, I'm smiling a lot more.
And after all these years, that's what seems to matter most.
Fantasy would be to see all the happy faces I saw when I was young. Everybody enjoying themselves. Everybody having a ball. Everybody saying, hey, how you doing? You know, and that was it. That's what's going to be back here.
And who knows? There may even be a brand new Penny Arcade. For NPR News, I'm Annie Cheney in Coney Island, New York.